Welcome back to our line of wealth, which we naturally, organically call health. Let's remember our nine doctors of natural preventative medicine, which are Dr. Sunshine, Dr. Fresh Air, Dr. Pure Water, Dr. Nutrition, Dr. Exercise, Dr. Cognition, Dr. Good Posture, Dr. Fast, and Dr. Rest. And now to continue, number five, Dr. Exercise. He claims the moment is now. Exercise is the active law of health. As one activates all of their 640 muscles daily, lubrication through movement will fuel the muscles. While it supports good circulation, strengthening of the heart muscle will follow. It will dilute unhealthy cholesterol. It helps metabolize fat as it balances blood sugar levels and increases physical strength and stamina. As we exercise daily, our body gets trained to expel all toxic waste through the millions of skin pores, all been designed to constantly expel through healthy perspiration. Skin is often referred to as our third kidney, as its job is a similar organ of elimination. So too, in our intestinal tract, there's a three-layer muscular function working in a wave-like action, squeezing and pushing with vibrational energy all waste matter to our back door, the colon. This is called peristalsis. As we keep our bodies active, the power of this muscle will evoke elimination to occur timely. Another main function one may have is to stimulate the trunk area from the hips to the armpit, which this consists of all vital organs to function efficiently. As the back, chest, and entire abdomen get stimulated through action, elasticity develops and the heart and lungs will perform productively. The rubber-like waist is the limber action that stimulates your kidney and invigorates the liver to send a message to its ally, the gallbladder, to excrete its bile to sanitize the intestines. What is there left to say to this miraculous assembly line? Can you please be cooperative and exercise these amazing functions? You can actually make the difference. Question: did you know that fine muscle tuning is just as important as to your mind and body as a whole? Pick anything from gardening, planting, watering, raking leaves, flower picking, or even swimming, biking, hiking, or the thrill of rolling in the snow. Think of how much breathing exercise singers practice. That takes deep diaphragmatic breathing, and so they increase their volume. And dancing, how much fine muscle tuning that activity takes. Yet knowing all this and wanting are great assets, but doing is what it's all about. Stop procrastinating and start exercising today. I will now demonstrate a quick and easy workout, short and uplifting, as it puts you on the go. Ready? It's 10 steps, each done 10 times. That's all. Let's begin by exhaling entirely and breathing in fully as we expand the diaphragm. Number one, place hands on waist and bend over to each side, right and left, 10 times. Number two, bend forward and back each way, 10 times. Number three, waist twists like a hula hoop each way, 10 times. Number four, circle your right arm in large circles and then your left 10 times. Number five, try to reach down using your right arm to the right to the left toe and your left arm to the right toe, each one 10 times. Number six, 10 jumping jacks if you can lift yourself, or just some heel lifts, all depending on your ability. Number seven, find a comfortable setting and get down on a flat surface. Touch the sky with your soles as you stretch up 10 times. Number eight, do some bicycle riding or leg kicks 10 rounds. Number nine, now we'll sit up and do some head circles, both sides 10 times, as this stimulates the lymph to drain. 10, get up and close your eyes. Do some deep inhales and exhales, as this will exercise the entire diaphragm. By keeping your eyes closed, you will prevent getting dizzy. Get a glass of clean water, as you have now stimulated your entire body to circulate properly. Remember, the moment is now. If you don't use it, you will lose it. Number six, Dr. Cognition. This is the way our brain perceives, senses, and connects to our body. Each of our cells listens and react to what we think, say, judge, and accept. The impulses of energy make up our life experiences as it reflects the attitude we have towards them. We are creators to all life events that happens around us as its expressions evolve from the energy we feed it with. Knowledge or intelligence is a conscious setting of the brain. It's a living substance and has the same live desire to generate life. All growing and multiplying creations have their innate intelligence and information on how to maintain vital life force. So too, us humans express brain power through thoughts, expression, patterns, and lifestyles, while also forming obsessions that are at times unable to resist. In some hard situations, many also create personality disorders and stagnant habits that need to be revised. The good news is that everything can be resolved, even the hardest addictions, as long as the conscious mind is open to it. Some naturopaths actually treat addictions by addressing alterations in the brain chemistry that contribute to both the addictive behavior and at the same time the withdrawal of them. One good example they offer is attending a healing circle, which is a support group of talks from folks alike where ideas and strategies get discussed and planned. Thereafter, support is acquired by friends and groupmates, and healing resolves to all. Another form of restoration of neurotransmitters in the brain are acquired by proper protein intake and healthy fats, which is considered brain fuel. These neurotransmitters need to be in sufficient healthy levels so our genius pain-resolving system works efficiently and successfully. This can all be rectified with proper guidance or supplemental formulas to balance brain function as they rid the body of all once-upon-a-time addictions. Yet most of the time, individual counseling may be absolutely necessary. Be open-minded. Seek out for help. It may be the answer to all your needs and questions. Number 7, Dr. Good Posture. Dr. Good Posture's message is, sit tall, stand tall, and walk tall. Look at your posture in the mirror. Do your shoulders slump low? Is your back round? Do you notice a forward fall? Those findings can be the answer to your backache, headache, or leg aches. The spine of humans have normal curves, which enable the muscles to oppose gravity and hold the back straight up. As long as the muscles are strong enough, exercised enough, they maintain balance and prevent sagging. When the muscles weaken, the back begins to sag. Ligaments tend to stretch, and the loss of posture is visible. Being conscious of sitting up tall can be implemented as you sit at your desk, table, workplace, or even when you are driving a car. This will deliberately correct your posture. Keep your feet flat on the floor, and every so often, get up, stretch, and do some shoulder rolls. That will boost your energy and realign the spine. Now that Dr. Frechter has corrected our breathing, we can imagine what happens when you slump over. The lungs, as well as the other organs, go into a cramped position as you seriously limit the operation of the entire diaphragm. The heart will struggle to beat, our bones and vertebrae shift aside, circulation to the head gets impaired, and then we wonder why we are fatigued. This also applies to standing mode. While leaning over to each side or just thrusting forward actually misshapes the torso, that's the waistline down area, which that impairs one's figure as the back rounds up and the belly appears forward. Train yourself to stand against the wall so you maintain stability habits. Now let's talk about sitting with crossed legs. A profound heart specialist has once explained that as one leg is crossed over the other, we are constricting blood flow to the heart, since under the knee runs the two largest arteries carrying blood to the heart, nerves, and also down your feet. This may significantly lead to varicose veins and broken capillaries. Thereafter, water accumulates in the leg that will increase inflammation that occurs there. Just as a side note, wearing well-fitted shoes can actually tone every step you give in the right direction, as vibration will spark right through the spine. The bottom of the foot, the sole, contains a precise map of the entire body. As you take your steps, the organs get stimulated and the message to perform its job comes across. Support these functions as they are vital to your existence. All these instructions may tire you at first, but these are prescriptions to longevity and the health rewards are many. You will feel good, look your best, and keep young. Number 8, Dr. Fast. Dr. Fast tells us how fasting restores mind and body connection. We will actually refer to this as a water fast, since totally eliminating water needs an accountable set program yet being monitored, otherwise one can dehydrate. In early years, many of our sacred sages have found deep inner spiritual connection and answers to their many questions, all done through proper fasting. A water fast can reset the body while it cleans the entire intestinal tract like a water hose flush. A water fast is an ideal opportunity to give the body a rest from all the hard work it's constantly doing. As known, the body has an innate intelligence to always choose digestion first and cleansing as a second choice, since undigested food can cause free radical population or microorganism multiplication. Make water fasting a once-in-a-while habit of a day of your choice and enjoy that energized feeling of renewal. Drink clean, filtered water. Yet, distilled water is still top choice while fasting, since it clears all stubborn mineral accumulations and then a definite mission accomplished is completed. Scattered through the day, you can drop a pinch of stevia herb or lemon and honey into glass warm water if you feel like a treat. Some add a pinch of cayenne pepper to pipe up their heartbeat. Others do allow themselves to add some fruit juices, yet no. The sugar may involve digestion, and the benefit of cleansing will somewhat delay. That evening, get yourself to bed early, since sleep renews vitality, as all your organs will spike up with more energy. Life is precious. The benefits acquired after a fast are outnumbered. Fasting is the oldest method of healing known to mankind, given to us as Mother Nature through our merciful Creator. It sets the inner mode of self-cleaning, so we can obtain self-healing. Following a fast day, you must yield with precaution as the body is hunting for a healthy start. Keep structured guidelines as you stay with the benefits you just acquired. Number 9 is Dr. Rest. Dr. Rest is our recharger. He carries the title Commander-in-Chief. Rest is identified as freedom of all activity, to acquire tranquility, attain peace of mind, and to release all anxiety and worries. Rest simply means to refresh, renew, regenerate the nervous system over the entire body. A midday rest of a short nap commands your muscles to relax completely. Lean back, never forward, breathe freely, and pull the shade down over your mind. Taking a sun bath is another great way to rest, as the sun rays will fade all your worries and problems away. Most people today are critically deprived from sleep or under an overdrive of adrenaline, and most are just dragging their unconscious brain to follow their leader's command. Sadly, many form toxic habits like using stimulants as smoking, drinking, caffeinated drinks, and sweet sodas, all methods trying to drag their nervous system to cope through the day. Relatively, their results will actively play out dramatically as they toss and turn throughout the night due to an overdrive of adrenaline. This now turns into a vicious cycle. In addition to that, some even use pharmaceutical sleeping pills to catch some sleep, but this will in no doubt turn habit-forming as you will not close an eye without it. How do we avoid the cyclone ride? My answer to this is people have completely forgotten that life is meant to be properly lived and enjoyed. Life is but one big rush today, where everyone is pushing the day to move on. Do you enjoy your job? May it be anything from a white-collar worker to a precious mom, a diligent student to a construction worker on site. Say it to be anything, as long as you gain satisfaction. To that, you deserve a healthy, nourishing lifestyle. Eat well, drink plenty of water, and take a break. By maintaining a full occupied, well-balanced schedule, you will keep your adrenaline at an even scale during the daytime and will automatically shut down at night. As the day goes by, let Mother Nature take its place and acknowledge the feeling that you are really tired. Plan on going to sleep soon to read, to relax, and to regenerate your body. You are now forming new natural living habits followed by relaxing habits of a new peaceful nerve regeneration. A natural reaction to this will be an easy wake up in the morning. Put yourself in God's hands. He will heal and repair your entire body with sufficient rest and boundless energy for tomorrow. Be as a child, no sophisticated ideas. Just let go. Sleep it out. As the night will approach, you will be anticipating to go to sleep as a joyous, fruitful day lays ahead of you tomorrow. And now, I will conclude with a nice applause to all our doctors that explained their cause. A thank you note to all above for teaching us such informative stuff. Life is ongoing, so we'll invite some more. But as we say farewell, one last one gets the floor. He is Dr. Silent with a message across to make each day worthwhile and never a loss. Begin each day with a new spirit. Avoid criticizing anyone or anything. Fill yourself and everyone around you with positive thoughts. Think before you speak. Is it kind, necessary, or worthwhile? And if not, keep silent. You will be glad you did. It is contagious. See you at our next class. Best of health.